This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
December 1 is World AIDS Day, and we thought we would have a little bit of a discussion on World AIDS Day. And so to talk to us about that from the Burnett Institute is Dr. Mark Stouvet. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm very well on this fine morning.
It certainly is a beautiful morning outside at the moment. So to talk about World AIDS Day, today is the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and things have changed over time, and treatments have improved obviously from the mid 90s onwards. But as you know, many of your listeners will know, we're experiencing somewhat of an increase in HIV notifications over recent time.
And that is particularly your area.
Yeah,
of
that's
work.
Right. At the Burnett Institute, we manage a lot of the HIV epidemiology and surveillance on behalf of the Department of Human Services.
And so what are the types of things that you're discovering in your work?
As I was saying before, we have seen quite an increase in recent times regarding HIV diagnoses. Since 1999, in Victoria in particular, we've seen a doubling of the annual notifications of HIV.
Wow. Is that just a complacency within the community, or is it a bigger...
It really is a big if. There's some conjecture around complacency and around the increased effectiveness and efficacy of treatment, and whether people are looking at risk with regards to HIV and other STIs as a risk that they're prepared to take. As we know, risk is not a black and white thing. There are lots of shades of grey in between, and people take calculated risks every day, whether they're walking across the street or with regards to their sexual activity. So some of it may be complacency. We've seen the cross-sectional surveys over time, such as the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey, suggest there has been slight increases in sexual risk practices over time. And we've also seen, in Victoria, and in fact it's not just in Victoria, but in Australia and a lot of developed countries, quite a steep increase over recent years in other STIs, particularly syphilis.
Yes.
And, there's an increased risk of HIV transmission if you have a concurrent STI, particularly if it's, a symptomatic STI. We believe that might be contributing significantly to the increase as well.
Mm. There is a study happening in Victoria at the moment.
We were actually in the field last year, in the middle of last year, looking at a seroprevalence study in the gay community. Some of you listeners may have seen us out at different venues, and we were collecting oral fluid samples from the community, as well as getting people to fill out a self-report survey similar to the periodic survey. And the real aim around that was to get a more reliable estimate of HIV prevalence in the gay community in Victoria. Previously, a lot of those estimates have been based on self-report of HIV status, which is obviously affected by how regularly people get tested. So we were out in the field trying to get a sense of, using a biological sample, of what the prevalence of HIV is in the community, but also importantly, what the prevalence is of unrecognised infections. So those that are reporting on their survey that they either don't know their status or that they're negative, but the oral fluid sample suggests that they're positive. Unfortunately, it's taken some time to get the laboratory tests prepared for the testing of those samples.
Oh, no.
But we should have results in January. And it would be, very interesting to see what they are, because we've seen some recent studies internationally that suggest quite a substantial proportion of people in the gay community actually have an unrecognised infection. Mm. In a study in the UK recently that was published in May this year, the 9.2 or 9.1% prevalence of HIV 41% of those people had an unrecognised infection. So it's very important that we get a handle on testing and why people might not recognise or realise that they may be HIV infected.
41% is a huge figure.
It was when I first read it, I was very surprised. And in Victoria and Australia in generally, we do very well with regards to proactive testing. The gay community the community is very responsible in that regard, and we wouldn't expect that the unrecognised infection rate to be as high as a result. But the UK aren't, the community in the UK isn't too shabby either with regards to frequency of testing. So it was an, surprisingly high result, and we would hope that would not be replicated in our study, but we'll have results there in January, and we'll certainly like to disseminate those results as widely as possible through through the media and through the gay press, so everyone can see the results of that work.
They most certainly can, and it's something that's very important to talk about, especially today on World AIDS Day. Dr. Mark Stervey, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
And thank you to our friends at the Burnett Institute as well, always being very supportive. The partnership is greatly appreciated, so thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.